This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we delve into some significant updates in the Australian insurance landscape that emerged this week. Let's kick off with a discussion on transparency that has been gaining momentum in insurance broking. There's escalating pressure for brokers to be more transparent about their remuneration, particularly in relation to small businesses. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is leading the charge, calling for mandatory disclosures. This comes after a rollback of the National Insurance Brokers Association Code in 2022, which has been largely criticized. This outcry for transparency extends beyond legal requirements, demanding guidelines that foster client trust. As the debate progresses, stakeholders are figuring out how to maintain small business trust and take broker input into consideration. These discussions are set to continue in upcoming code reviews. On to some changes at iCare, the state-managed insurance provider. Effective from next week, the organization will go through major structural tweaks to boost efficiency and cut down service costs. Following an NSBW Treasury review, a series of changes are on the horizon. Some include the removal of the CEO from the board and ministerial approval for CEO appointments. This comes on the heels of recent departure by Richard Harding, the former CEO. The proposed changes have a goal of saving up to $23 million every year, but the downside is that over 100 jobs could be potentially affected. Our next news involves trauma insurance. An interesting case has unfolded where an individual severely injured in a horse riding accident was denied an insurance payout from Clearview Life Assurance. Despite having a pelvis fracture which drastically changed her lifestyle, the insurer has refused the claim, citing lack of proof for permanent disability. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has also noted that current medical advice leans towards a potential recovery. This highlights the complexities involved when dealing with trauma insurance claims. Lastly, in the world of insurtech, artificial intelligence is sending waves of transformation through the claims processing sector. Willem Polling from IAG predicts that within the next 5 years, the integration and adoption of AI will revolutionize insurance claims. He highlighted innovations such as the use of AI for event data analysis, categorizing claims, and fraud detection, which are projected to simplify processes, cut costs, and enhance customer experience. This development emphasizes the need for strategic investments in technology, positioning AI as a game changer comparable to the internet and mobile phones. And there we have it, your weekly look at industry news. Always striving to keep you in the loop, Financial Services Online is your trusted source for insurance information. For more, feel free to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off until next week's news wrap. Stay insured, Australia.